Light and Sound Meditation in Religion.
The Baha'i Faith. It is an axiomatic fact that while you meditate, you are speaking with your own spirit. In that state of mind, you put certain questions to your spirit, and the spirit answers. The light breaks forth, and the reality is revealed. Paris talks.
If the faculty of meditation is bathed in the inner light and characterized with divine attributes, the result will be confirmed. Paris talks.
The meditative faculty is akin to the mirror. If you put it before earthly objects, it will reflect them. Therefore, if the spirit of man is contemplating earthly subjects, he will be informed of these. But if you turn the mirror of your spirit heavenwards, the heavenly constellations and the rays of the sun of reality will be reflected in your hearts, and the virtues of the kingdom will be obtained. Therefore, let us keep this faculty rightly directed, turning it to the heavenly sun and not the earthly objects. Paris talks.
Buddhism. Ananda, if all your sense organs are rooted out, your inner light will appear. All transient sense data, as well as the changing conditions of the material world, will vanish, like ice melted by boiling water, and you will realize supreme Bodhi instantly. Bodhi means awakening. The Surangama Sutra.
Thereupon Avalokitesvara Bodhisattva rose from his seat, prostrated himself with his head at the feet of the Buddha, and declared, I still remember that long before numbers of aeons countless as the sand grains in the Ganges, a Buddha called Avalokitesvara appeared in the world. When I was with him, I developed the Bodhi mind, and, for my entry into Samadhi, I was instructed by him to practice meditation by means of the organ of hearing. Samadhi means the internal state of imperturbability achieved through meditation. Bodhi means awakening. The Surangama Sutra.
At first, by directing the organ of hearing into the stream of meditation, this organ was detached from its object, and by wiping out the concept of both sound and stream entry, both disturbance and stillness became clearly non-existent. This advancing step by step, both hearing and its object ceased completely, but I did not stop where they ended. When the awareness of this state and this state itself were realized as non-existent, both subject and object merged into the void, the awareness of which became all-embracing. With further elimination of the void and its object, both creation and annihilation vanished, giving way to the state of nirvana, which then manifested. Nirvana means the highest paradise. Tathagata means Buddha. The Surangama Sutra.
World-honored one, as I followed and made offerings to the Tathagata Avalokitesvara, he taught me to use my illusory hearing and sublimate it to realize the diamond Vajra Samadhi, which gave me the same power of mercy of all Buddhas and enabled me to transform myself into 32 bodily forms for the purpose of visiting all countries in samsara to convert and liberate living beings. Samsara means cycle of reincarnation. The Surangama Sutra.
These are my 32 transformation bodies in response to the needs of all countries in samsara, achieved by means of the uncreated sovereign power of samadhi, realized in my practice of sublimating the faculty of hearing. World-honored one, I also use this uncreated sovereign power of diamond samadhi, derived from the sublimating hearing, to share with all living beings in the 6 realms, in the 10 directions, the same plea for compassion, and to bestow upon them 14 kinds of fearlessness which emanate from my body and mind. Samsara means cycle of reincarnation. Samadhi means the internal state of imperturbability achieved through meditation. The Surangama Sutra.
when I first realized the hearing mind, which was most profound, the essence of the mind, that is, the Tathagata store, disengaged itself from hearing and could no longer be divided by seeing, hearing, feeling and knowing, and so became one pure and clean all-pervading precious Bodhi. Bodhi means awakening. The Surangama Sutra.
Because of my meditation by means of the organ of hearing, which resulted in my disengagement from the six sense data, like a sound going through a wall without hindrance, I can, with each appearance and with the aid of each mantra, bestow fearlessness upon suffering beings in countries as countless as dust in the 10 directions, in which I am regarded as the giver of dauntlessness. The Surangama Sutra.
As the Buddha now asks about the best means of perfection, my method, which consists in regulating the organ of hearing so as to quiet the mind for its entry into the stream of meditation, leading to the state of samadhi and attainment of enlightenment, is the best. Samadhi means the internal state of imperturbability achieved through meditation. The Surangama Sutra.
I now submit to the world-honored one that all Buddhas in this world appear to teach the most appropriate method, which consists in using pervasive sound. The state of samadhi can be realized by means of hearing. Thus, was Avalokitesvara freed from suffering. Hail to the regarder of sound, who during eons countless as Ganges sand, entered as many Buddha lands to win the power and comfort of his independence, and bestow fearlessness upon all living beings. Samadhi means the internal state of imperturbability achieved through meditation. The Surangama Sutra.
O you who have achieved the sound profound, the seer of sound the purifier, who unfailing as the sound of ocean tides, saves all beings in the world, make them secure, ensure their liberation and attainment of eternity. The Surangama Sutra.
Reverently, I declare to the Tathagata what Avalokitesvara said. When one dwells in quietude, rolls of drums from 10 directions simultaneously are heard. So hearing is complete and perfect. The eyes cannot pierce a screen, but neither can mouth nor nose. Body only feels when it is touched. Mind's thoughts are confused and unconnected, but voice, whether near or far, at all times can be heard. The five other organs are not perfect, but hearing really is pervasive. Tathagata means Buddha. The Surangama Sutra.
Absence of sound is not the end of hearing, and sound, when present, is not its beginning. The faculty of hearing, beyond creation and annihilation, truly is permanent. Even when isolated thoughts in a dream arise, though the thinking process stops, hearing does not end, for the faculty of hearing is beyond all thought, beyond both mind and body. In this Saha world, teaching is by voice. Living beings who cognize not hearing's nature follow sound to continue transmigrating. Saha means our world of birth and death. The Surangama Sutra.
Listen, Ananda, listen closely. In the name of Buddha, I proclaim the Vajra King of Enlightenment, the inconceivable understanding that illusions are unreal, the true Samadhi that begets all Buddhas. You may hear of esoteric methods from Buddhas countless as the dust, but if you cannot eradicate desire, to hear much causes errors. To hear your very self, why not turn backward that faculty employed to hear Buddha's words? Hearing is not of itself, but owes its name to sound. Bodhi means awakening. The Surangama Sutra.
Ananda and all you who listen here should inward turn your faculty of hearing to hear your own nature, which alone achieves supreme Bodhi. That is how enlightenment is won. Buddhas, as many as the Ganges sand, entered this one gateway to Nirvana. All past Tathagatas have achieved this method. All bodhisattvas now enter this perfection. All who practice in the future on this Dharma should rely. Avalokitesvara did not practice it alone, because through it I also passed. The enlightened and world-honored one has asked about the best expedients for those in the Dharma-ending age who wish from samsara to escape in their search for Nirvana's heart. It is best to contemplate on worldly sound. All other methods are expedients used by Buddha in particular cases to keep disciples from occasional trouble. Nirvana means the highest paradise. Tathagatas means Buddhas. Bodhisattvas means spiritual practitioners. Dharma means true teaching. Samsara means cycle of reincarnation. The Surangama Sutra.
'Tis good for teaching Ananda and those of the Dharma ending age, who should use the hearing organ which surpasses all others, and which the true mind accords. The Surangama Sutra.
Monk, we also don't know where Brahma is, or in what way Brahma is. But when signs appear, light shines forth, and a radiance appears. Brahma will appear. For these are the portents of Brahma's appearance. Light shines forth, and a radiance appears. Tipitaka.
With his mind thus concentrated, purified, and bright, unblemished, free from defects, pliant, malleable, steady, and attained to imperturbability, he directs and inclines it to the divine ear element. He hears, by means of the divine ear element, purified and surpassing the human, both kinds of sounds, divine and human, whether near or far. Tipitaka.
Christianity. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Holy Bible.
In Him was life, and that life was the light of men. The light shines in the darkness, but the darkness has not understood it. Holy Bible.
Jesus answered, "It is written, man does not live on bread alone, but on every word that comes from the mouth of God." Holy Bible.
He said, "The knowledge of the secrets of the kingdom of God has been given to you, but to others I speak in parables, so that, though seeing, they may not see, though hearing, they may not understand. This is the meaning of the parable. The seed is the word of God. Those along the path are the ones who hear." Holy Bible.
Take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. Holy Bible.
That which was from the beginning, which we have heard, which we have seen with our eyes, which we have looked at and our hands have touched, this we proclaim concerning the Word of life. Holy Bible.
Gnosticism. Lighting, then, our torch at the source of that light, by the passionate desire which has it for its object, and striving as much as possible to be assimilated to it, we become men full of light. Theodotus, Excerpta ex Theodoto.
And let our faces shine in his light, and let our hearts meditate in his love, by night and by day. The Odes of Solomon.
And light dawned from the Word that was before time in him. The Odes of Solomon.
Hinduism. He who thus knows the Udgita Om and meditates on it, his life shall be the most excellent in this world, and likewise in the other world, yea, the other world. Chandogya Upanishad.
One should meditate on the Udgita, or Om, as the sun who gives warmth. When he, the sun, rises, he sings the Udgita for the benefit of all creatures. Chandogya Upanishad.
This is the Udgita Om, the most excellent. This is endless. He who, knowing this, meditates on the Udgita, obtains the most excellent life and wins the most excellent worlds. Chandogya Upanishad.
They, that is, the knowers of Brahman, see everywhere the supreme light, which shines in Brahman, which is all-pervading like the light of day, and which belongs to the primeval seed. Perceiving the higher light in the sun, which is above the darkness of ignorance, as the higher light in the heart, perceiving the supreme light which is higher than all lights, we have reached the highest light, the sun, the most luminous among the gods. Yeah, we have reached the highest light, the sun, the most luminous among the gods. Brahman means supreme self. Chandogya Upanishad.
The yogin being in the Siddhasana posture and practicing the Vaishnavi mudra should always hear the internal sound through the right ear. Nada Bindu Upanishad.
The sound which he thus practices makes him deaf to all external sounds. Having overcome all obstacles, he enters the Turiya state within 15 days. Turiya means a name of the transcendental Brahman, which both transcends and pervades the three states of waking, dream, and deep sleep. Nada Bindu Upanishad.
In the beginning of his practice, he hears many loud sounds. They gradually increase in pitch and are heard more and more subtly. At first, the sounds are like those proceeding from the ocean, clouds, kettle drum, and cataracts. In the middle stage, those proceeding from mardala, a musical instrument, bell and horn. At the last stage, those proceeding from tinkling bells, flute, vina, a musical instrument, and bees. Thus he hears many such sounds, more and more subtle. Nada Bindu Upanishad.
When he comes to that stage, when the sound of the great kettle drum is being heard, he should try to distinguish only sounds more and more subtle. He may change his concentration from the gross sound to the subtle, or from the subtle to the gross. But he should not allow his mind to be diverted from them towards others.
The word of the Shabad, peace does not come. Holy Sri Guru Granth Sahib.
Without the word of the Shabad, people wander lost in reincarnation. Holy Sri Guru Granth Sahib.
The Immaculate Lord does not become polluted. Attuned to the Shabad, honor is obtained. Holy Sri Guru Granth Sahib.
The true Guru is found in the Sat Sangat, the true congregation. Day and night, praise the word of his Shabad. Holy Sri Guru Granth Sahib.
O Nanak, their faces are radiant. The music of the Shabad, the word of God, wells up within them. Holy Sri Guru Granth Sahib.
Make good deeds the soil, and let the word of the Shabad be the seed. Irrigate it continually with the water of truth. Holy Sri Guru Granth Sahib.
Through the word of the Guru Shabad, the mind is conquered and one attains the state of liberation in one's own home. Holy Sri Guru Granth Sahib.
One whom the Lord merges into himself is merged in the Shabad and remains so merged. Shabad means sound. Holy Sri Guru Granth Sahib.
Attuned to the word of the Shabad, they are immaculate and pure. I am forever a sacrifice to them. Holy Sri Guru Granth Sahib.
Without the Shabad, this pollution is not washed off. Through the cycle of death and rebirth, they waste away in misery. Holy Sri Guru Granth Sahib.
O Nanak, those who are attuned to the Shabad are dyed in the color of the Lord's name. Holy Sri Guru Granth Sahib.
The faces of the Gurmukhs are radiant and bright. They reflect on the word of the Guru's Shabad. Gurmukhs means truth seekers. Holy Sri Guru Granth Sahib.
Within the home of their own inner being, they obtain the mansion of the Lord's presence. reflecting on the Guru's Shabad. Holy Sri Guru Granth Sahib.
Through the Guru's teachings, the heart is illuminated. Through the Shabad, the name of the Lord is received. Holy Sri Guru Granth Sahib.
O Nanak, the one light has two forms. Through the Shabad, union is attained. Holy Sri Guru Granth Sahib.
The word of the Guru's Shabad abides within the mind, and the body and mind become pure. Holy Sri Guru Granth Sahib.
Through the word of the Guru Shabad, remain dead while yet alive, and the name of the Lord shall come to dwell within the mind. Holy Sri Guru Granth Sahib.
By Guru's grace, you shall be saved. Through the word of the Guru's Shabad, you shall cross over the terrifying world ocean of poison. Holy Sri Guru Granth Sahib.
If one dies through the Shabad, then salvation is obtained, and one finds the door of liberation. Holy Sri Guru Granth Sahib.
O Nanak, those who are attached to the Naam are saved. Through the Shabad, their ego is banished. Naam means the name of the Lord. Shabad means sound. Holy Sri Guru Granth Sahib.
Through the Shabad, the word of the perfect Guru, we meditate on the Lord. Serving the Shabad, peace is found. Holy Sri Guru Granth Sahib.
Swedenborgianism. Once when I was meditating about the Lord's second coming, there suddenly appeared a flash of light, which forcibly struck my eyes, and I therefore looked up, and lo, the whole heaven above me appeared luminous, and there from the east to the west, in a continuous strain, a glorification was heard. True Christian religion.
Theosophy. He who would hear the voice of Nada, the soundless sound, and comprehend it, he has to learn the nature of Dharana. Having become indifferent to objects of perception, the pupil must seek out the Raja of the senses, the thought producer, he who awakes illusion. Dharana means unbending concentration of mind. Raja means king, the voice of the silence.
When he has ceased to hear the many, he may discern the one, the inner sound, which kills the outer. Then only, not till then, shall he forsake the region of Asat, the false, to come unto the realm of Sat, the true. The voice of the silence.
Before thou set'st thy foot upon the ladder's upper rung, the ladder of the mystic sounds, thou hast to hear the voice of thy inner God, the higher self, in seven manners. The first is like the nightingale's sweet voice chanting a song of parting to its mate. The second comes as the sound of the silver cymbal of the Dianus, awakening the twinkling stars. The next is as the plaint melodious of the ocean sprite imprisoned in its shell, and this is followed by the chant of Vina. The fifth, like sound of bamboo flute, shrills in thine ear. It changes next into a trumpet blast. The last vibrates like the dull rumbling of a thundercloud. The seventh swallows all other sounds. They die, and then are heard no more. When the sixth are slain, and at the master's feet are laid, then is the pupil merged into the one, becomes that one, and lives therein. Dianus means great Buddhas. The voice of the silence.
Tibetan Buddhism. Have you prepared and lit your lamp? Should it not be ready, meditate on the great light. 60 Songs of Melarepa.
Practicing meditation in solitude is, in itself, a service to the people. 60 Songs of Milarepa.